Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed this morning by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are talking Operation Blue Christmas this morning in Spotsylvania. It is going to be here before you know it. A lot of plans underway and have been underway for months and months. First Sergeant Sean Jones is here, and he's brought a couple of guests with him that we'll get to in just a second.
I got Sean's Angels with me today.
It is Sean's Angels. I never thought of that.
Sean's Angels. They're going to spread some cheer to folks in our community that might not have a good Christmas. So these ladies have been working hard, along with another group of ladies from Fink's Jewelers, have been working hard to bring a lot of activities, a lot of events, and to raise some good money so we can help less fortunate kids. Not only kids, which I always look at, we help little kids, but we, in Spotsylvania, we help the little kids, we help the teenagers, and we can't forget our seniors. Our seniors need help and support as well.
That's what I was just going to get into that with you, Sean, to talk about how Operation Blue Christmas, you tend to think, oh, it's just for kids, but not anymore in recent years. And really from the start, but boy, you've been able, because of the partnerships you have with people like Spring Arbor and Chancellor's Village and Fink's Jewelers and others. You're able to meet a lot more needs, and the needs are really out there. A lot of people think, you know, Spotsylvania, Stafford, even you know, a lot of parts of the city, everybody's doing okay, but the numbers say otherwise.
Well, if you look, you think everyone's doing okay, but you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You know, I had a meeting with some reps from Spotsylvania County Schools last week. There are over 500 kids in our community. I don't have the exact number. I know it's over 500 kids in our community that are homeless. And how do you define homeless? So I asked that question. So you got kids that are living in the hotel motels along the Route 1 corridor. You have kids that are unfortunately living in vehicles. You have kids that are living in shelters, and you have kids that are double up living with other families as well. So there's a lot of folks in our community that need our help and need our assistance.
And to be able to do that, and this is the time you're raising money now to be able to purchase a lot of the items that you'll use for Operation Blue Christmas.
That's correct, Ted. People don't understand a lot of things that we put into with Operation Blue Christmas. I mean, think about it. Operation Blue Christmas, you were there when it first started back in, I think it was 2012. We had one to two police cars outside of Walmart. And as soon as we stuff them and take one to the office, the other one gets stuffed. And then it's grown from that to now we have trailers in front of Walmart just to make it happen.
Yeah.
But one of the important things that people, you know, it's good to give kids toys for Christmas, you know, because every kid should wake up and have a great Christmas. But one of the things that we take in consideration in Spotsylvania County is we got to make sure our kids have warm winter coats, warm jackets, warm hats, warm gloves. And that's another good thing about Operation Blue Christmas. Not only do we provide toys, but we provide brand new coats, hats, and gloves for these kids. And what people fail to realize is all day long when we're out there collecting, we get toys all day long, but we don't get coats. So one of the things that our team does is once we figure out the sizes, because we work with the schools and the schools provide us with the male, females, the sizes of the coats that are needed. And what we do, we'll go out and work with local businesses to try to get the best deal so we can get as many coats as we need to get out to these kids. And last year, we had over 750-plus kids come to the sheriff's office, and they got the chance to meet Santa Claus. They got the chance to, you know, like a lot of parents might not be able to take their kids out to see Santa, or they might not be able to afford Santa, or to take them to get a picture with Santa. So we give them that experience for them to come out to see Santa. They give them that experience to come out and have a Christmas. Give them that experience to come out and interact with law enforcement and have a positive relationship with law enforcement. That's what Operation Blue Christmas is about. You might have a kid that has a family member that might have been arrested, or you may have a single family household. We're helping those. You might have a grandparent that is raising her grandkids
yeah.
by herself. And a lot of our seniors are on fixed incomes. So that's another reason why we do Operation Blue Christmas. It's about helping those in the need. We have our senior citizens. Some of our seniors don't even have family members. And they buy stuff. When we take them shop with a cop, they buy stuff that we take for granted. They're buying toilet paper. They're buying household items. They're buying laundry detergent. They're buying food. You know, some of them last year I had one bought a coat, you know, things that we take for granted.
Yeah.
You know,
and Sean, if you remember the one girl when you asked the what she wanted for Christmas, she just said, "Can I have food for my family?" So
that's it.
It's really heartbreaking when you stop and look at what we're up against. And we're just so thankful that the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office is taking the time to include us in this process, but also just to have such a big heart for our community.
Yeah, no, we see it all the time.
You know, and like Roxanne just said, it is sad when the little girl said, instead of spending my $100 on myself, can I buy food for the family? So what do? You know, so Roxanne and our staff, we went out and got food for that family. And we do it for other families as well. So this big event that's coming up next week, the Heart of Gold Gala, Spring Arbor, Chancellor Village, and Fink's Jewelers, they have a great team that has gotten together to help put this event on. It's going to be able to help families, and we can take Blue Christmas to another level. Every year it gets bigger, but mm-hmm. we're going to take it to a whole another level this year.
So give me some of the details of the Heart of Gold Gala. When is it, and how can people get tickets?
I've been running my mouth, so I'm going to let the ladies...
Roxanne Milstead here from Chancellor's Village, and Cindy Bowen here from Spring Arbor. Mm-hmm. And it looks like at this moment, Roxanne, you've been designated to tell us about the Heart of Gold Gala.
It looks like that. So again, we want to thank Spring Arbor and Fink's Jewelers for helping us with this event. We've been planning for a very long time to make this event an amazing opportunity in our community and something that the Spotsylvania County has never seen, hopefully. It's Heart of Gold Gala. It is October 19th, which is a Friday. It starts at 6:30, and it's at the beautiful Stevenson's Ridge off of Courthouse Road in Spotsylvania. And the tickets can be purchased through our committee, which is the Sheriff's Office, Cindy with Spring Arbor, myself, Chancellor's Village, and Fink's Jewelers. Tickets are $125 per person or $250 for a couple. And it does include dinner and DJ, as well as opportunity with silent auction items. You can start getting those items bought for Christmas. And Sean, did you have something?
No, you're talking about dinner. The menu is off the chain today.
Yeah.
Off the chain. I go to a lot of dinners, but you usually get like your choice of chicken or steak.
Yeah.
You get double meat to this one.
Cindy, you want to tell them about the tickets for the earrings?
Finks has been very generous to us. They have donated a pair of 1-carat diamond earrings. The retail value is $3,000. We are selling the tickets for $20 for one ticket, or for $100, you get 6 tickets. Mm. These earrings are amazing. You talk about sparkle, they are gorgeous. And you can get the tickets at Spring Arbor, Chancellor's Village, Sheriff's Department, or Fink's Jewelers.
Hey, I might have tickets tonight, because tonight we're kicking off another Blue Christmas fundraiser. We're going to be at Orleans Bistro and Grill down in Massaponics, and they're doing a karaoke night. They do a lot for the Sheriff's Office as far as help out with different events and so forth. Last year, they did a huge toy drive for me, so they want to help out and get involved as well. So we have tickets to all these events and so forth with me tonight. I think Roxanne is going to be out there with me. So come on out, support the cause. Buy a raffle ticket. I mean,
$20
for a $3,000 set of earrings?
Yeah.
Come on.
And buy one raffle ticket.
Yeah, buy six.
And
six,
Sean,
100.
All of that money goes to the Operation Blue Christmas.
That's correct.
They write their check out to the Sheriff's Office. So
that's right.
Not only is it a tax donation, it also helps the Operation Blue Christmas.
Well, and this Heart of Gold Gala, I mean, this is a dress up and
black tie.
Yeah, this is sounds like a real a real fancy kind of event. Again, it's not the kind of thing you can just walk up and get tickets, I would think. You need to get tickets in advance.
You have to get tickets in advance, and we'll be selling them up until... Oh, there's only 14 tickets left to this event.
So, okay, then there you go.
Let's say we had 20 tables when we started. So that tells you how popular this event is going to be. So you better give us a call today.
And if you haven't been to Stevenson's Ridge, that's a great place.
Oh, it's beautiful.
A fantastic spot for this. And this is the first time. This is a first time event, isn't it?
It is. It's our first event, so we're very excited and hope that we'll be able to make it bigger and better each year.
What a great event, though, Sean. I mean, you've been talking about. I don't know, just you and I've been talking about, and you were looking for more events, and you get a number of people who step up and can put something on like this. This is pretty special.
It's a lot of hard work. A lot of people have devoted a lot of time to make this a special event. And, I mean, there's a lot of good things that's going to be happening at this event. But it's an opportunity to come out, network, and support your community. And not only support your community, but support those who don't have anything.
Yeah, yeah, no, and just with the numbers, when you talk about the 500 and some kids just alone that are homeless, and just to meet needs, it costs money, and to be able to do something like this, it's got to be fun for both Cindy and Roxanne. You guys seem like you're having fun with this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It is. We have a great team that's worked together on this, but also it's just nice to be able to be a part of this wonderful event. And one of the awesome things, our community partners in Spotsylvania have been amazing. They've donated items to be able to have us auction off. So all the money proceeds will go to Operation Blue Christmas. So just the generosity of this county has been amazing, and we so appreciate that. And there is some really awesome opportunities. I think Illusion Wraps actually is doing a whole wrap your car, opportunity. So there's just, there's going to be some type of silent auction for each person. So we're really looking forward to the event and how much money we'll raise. And we'll come back afterwards and tell you how successful it was.
Can't wait to hear about that. See, it's the Heart of Gold Gala. It's the 19th. Starting at 6:30 at Stevenson's Ridge. Not many tickets left, so you need to get on that. We'll talk more about that as we go along this morning. First Sergeant Sean Jones here from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, Cindy Bowen from Spring Arbor Senior Living, and Roxanne Milstead from Chancellor's Village here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
First Sergeant Sean Jones here from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office this morning. Cindy Bowen from Spring Arbor and Roxanne Milstead from Chancellor's Village. We are talking Operation Blue Christmas this morning and getting ready and talking about some events coming up. Boy, Sean, I mean, I know Spring Arbor and Chancellor's Village and Fink's Jewel are some of the big ones for Operation Blue Christmas, but these two ladies here, we called them Sean's Angels, but I mean they really are. Talk about someone who's there and helping you all year long.
Right, Cindy just came on board. What, this year? Mm-hmm. This year I started doing a lot with Cindy, but Roxanne has been with me for a couple years now. I mean, from anything from Roxanne, even I'm gonna have to call you out right now since we're live right now. We're talking about charities. So February, the first weekend in February, the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics is going down, Virginia Beach, Ted. Rock the Crocs and come in the ocean with me. Roxanne did it last year.
Roxanne, yep. You didn't.
I did.
We went in there dressed like minions.
We were minions in the water.
I've always wanted to do it, and it just never has worked out. Oh. Or I haven't. I've looked at the weather, and because last year was kind of cold, wasn't it? Was it cold last year?
Oh my goodness! It's February. Of course, it's
well,
cold.
Yeah. That's why.
But I mean, you just have to do it. Just put it on the calendar.
I know. I've talked about it.
But we talked about our community partners. We can't do a lot of the things that we do at the sheriff's office. We cannot do without our community partners, like Cindy and Roxanne. Cindy walks out for Special Olympics. I mean, I'm sorry. Roxanne rocks out for Special Olympics. Hopefully we can get Cindy on board this year as well. But, I mean, we do a Shred Fest at Chancellor Village, too. We did an Easter egg hunt this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different things that we do, and we can't do it without them. Every year the numbers, I guess, are getting bigger and bigger.
They
but
are.
These ladies not only support Operation Blue Christmas, they support a lot of different causes.
Year.
Sunday they were out doing
the American
Heart Association walk. They also do a lot with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. They do a lot with United Way. So these ladies are giving back. So you really want to talk about the heart of gold? These ladies right here, they truly have the heart of gold for everything that they do.
Operation Blue Christmas is a big part of what we're going to talk about this morning. But just to take a little off on a sidetrack, you're doing trunk or treat again at the sheriff's office, or are you?
Yeah, we're doing trunk or treat.
Okay.
It's coming up on October the 27th.
That's right. What was it, sure, the date?
Yeah, it's October the 27th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Last year, Ted, we gave out over 15,000 pounds of candy.
Oh, for people who just think, oh, I'll just go and pull up and go and through this,
the
lines are just, I don't know where you get all the candy.
I don't know, but right now we're currently accepting donations for candy. If you'd like to make a donation for candy, please contact me at the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office, or come by to the lobby, drop off a bag of candy or two or three, leave it in the at the front glass with my name on it.
They the last few years, well, I mean, since you've started this, you do everything right in front of the sheriff's office.
We do.
The line that you have, it will snake through. It usually goes over to the middle school sometimes.
It does. That's probably about a mile away, maybe.
Yeah.
Half a mile. Everything we do, it gets bigger and bigger every year. You know, it's kind of, I get nervous, I guess, when the time comes, because it just gets big. You know, just the same with Operation Blue Christmas. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. We help more kids. We find out more kids that are in need, or you hear a story of a person that's in need. And, you know, that time last year when Operation Blue Christmas was over, I was supposed to go directly on vacation because I had use or lose. I couldn't go on vacation because I kept getting phone calls from people that were in need. But I got to give a huge shout out to our team at the sheriff's office, because we had businesses that were calling us. Hey, we got toys. Can you come get them? This was up to Christmas Eve. Our guys on the street, you know, they do more than just answer calls. They were out delivering toys. They were out going to folks that they saw that were in need, that they've encountered, delivering toys to their homes. I'll call them up. Hey, guys, I got a toy pickup here. Okay, we got it. We're on it. It got to the point where you can't say no. If somebody needs help, we got to help them.
Yeah.
I got to give a huge shout out to my friend Sean, Deputy Sean Jurgens. Sean Jurgens is a unique individual. He'll come up to me and say, hey, First Sergeant, got anything left? I said, yeah, we got stuff left. Why? He said, I got it. So Sean is very big in the Hispanic community.
Yeah.
So what he does is he'll come in on his time off by himself. He will load a van, and everything that's left or whatever, he will take out and distribute it amongst the different communities that he's engaged with and help those families as well. I remember he called me one night and was like, hey, can you help me out? I got a family that needs some help. Or a little girl called me. I'm sorry. She was like 13 and wanted Christmas for her family because they didn't have anything. I had a language barrier. So I called Sean, and he said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Next thing you know, he's at the sheriff's office hooking that family up. I had some gift cards from Toys R Us in my vehicle. Next thing you know, I got like Sean knocking at the door with a whole carload of kids for Christmas, but we were able to help him out. So it was a good thing. We had two deputies, him and Deputy Tony Watson. They took care of this family.
See, those are things we don't hear about. You hear about other things, and it's, you know, this is what police are like. These are the things that we don't know that are going on, and what terrific stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of stories to share. You know, we've encountered a lot of people over the years that we build relationships and we build bonds with. I have a grandmother, and this story right here kind of it gets to me because this grandmother, she has three grandkids, and her biggest thing is to make sure those grandkids are taken care of.
Yeah,
they don't have a lot. She's on a fixed income. She's a widow. You know, husband passed. She doesn't have a lot. Every time I see her, I'll go by the house and check on her. You want to come in? Do you want something to eat or whatever? She offers me what she has. But she'll tell you, if it wasn't for the sheriff's office, she don't know how she would be able to take care of her kids, her grandkids. We try to help them out with back to school. We help them out for Christmas. And one of the things that I do is every year I have a friend of mine that comes out and does shop with a cop with us. And every year I make sure we take care of this grandmother, because this grandmother will look at me and say, as long as the grandkids are taken care of, I'm good. But she needs stuff too. So we can look out for her. And she's actually going to be coming to the Heart of Gold Gala as one of our guests. So that's going to be a very, very, you know, I'm glad she has the opportunity to come out. Yeah. I told her you can't bring the grandkids. She said, I get a night out on town on myself. She was excited when I called her. You know, she's just a wonderful lady. And she supports everything the sheriff's office does. Anytime we have an event, she's right there bringing her grandkids.
I should say, you mentioned that Roxanne and you doing the polar plunge, and somehow I missed that because I have seen a number of videos that you two have done, and they are quite entertaining. They are quite entertaining. But again, it's the partnerships that you have with these area businesses, Sean, and I guess you're always looking for more. If someone else is out there thinking, you know, I'd like to do that. Contact the sheriff's office.
Contact us. We're involved with so much. It might take me a day or two to get back with you, but we will get back with you. I mean, we moved from National Night Out to the Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. From there, we got Trunk or Treat. From there, we're the whole month of November and December, we're in Operation Blue Christmas phase. I mean, we started it a little bit early. Hey, I got to give a huge shout out to Santa and Mrs. Claus. They just sent me a message. Wanted to make sure that they have everything locked in for Operation Blue Christmas. So I got to give a huge shout out to them. I believe they're listening right now because they just sent me a Facebook message.
Oh, good. That's good. Tell them I've been good. I've been good this year.
Ted Sewell has been naughty. Did not bring him anything.
We're going to continue on this morning. We're talking Operation Blue Christmas and some events and ways that we can all get involved and help out. First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Sheriff's Office here this morning. Roxanne Milstead from Chancellor's Village and Cindy Bowen here from Spring Arbor Senior Living. Town Talk, financed by Deacon Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deacon Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff going on, and we're talking about that this morning. Operation Blue Christmas in Spotsylvania. First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here, along with Roxanne Milstead with Chancellor's Village and Cindy Bowen from Spring Arbor. The Heart of Gold Gala on the 19th. There are not many tickets left, so if you're interested in this black tie event, and boy, Roxanne, this is we talked earlier. I mean, there aren't many of these kind of events around here. So if you want to get dressed up and go to something that's really a classy thing, and Stevenson's Ridge is just, if you haven't been absolutely there, I've been there for a few weddings, and it's a great place.
It is. It's absolutely beautiful. And like we mentioned, there's only 14 tickets left. We have several people that have reached out that want tickets. So as soon as those are gone, there will not be an opportunity to come to this event. It is black tie. It is a ticket-only event. And as Cindy mentioned earlier about the one carat diamond earrings, that the tickets are $20 for one and six for 100. The drawing will be the night of the gala, October 19th.
Okay.
And it's going to be a sit down dinner with a DJ. We'll have lots of opportunity for silent auction items. Thinking about that Christmas time, it's a good opportunity to start shopping for Christmas.
Well, and what's exciting, Roxanne, about this is because when Sean mentions that last year, Operation Blue Christmas, it's over 750 mm-hmm. kids taken mm-hmm. care of. That's a lot of money and a lot of things. And this is, you need sometimes to be able to raise money for something, to be able to do something like this. Have some events that are big money events, and you hope that's what happens here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've had a great success with our community partners in the Spotsylvania, Stafford and Fredericksburg, right, Cindy? And you know, they've bought tables. All of that money goes to the Operation Blue Christmas. What was our goal? Did we set a goal for the amount that we wanted to raise? And I think we're really close.
The original goal was $20,000, and about 2 weeks after that, we raised it to $25,000.
Right.
And we're on target to exceed that.
Yeah, we're going to exceed that big time.
That's really exciting that you guys have all and just the fact that you've got the partnerships here, Sean. That's what for years you've been looking for, because some of those early years it was the sheriff's office and who you could pull out from the sheriff's office. It would come and stand by a truck.
Yeah, I mean, it gets bigger and bigger every year. You know, our toy drive this year, we're always at Walmart. I got kind of nervous this year because we lost Toys R Us. Now Target is on board as well. So Target is going to be another collection point for us this year. But we can't do it without our business partners, Chancellor Village, Spring Arbor, Thinks Jewelers, Illusion Wraps, SS Power, Paragon Village, Outback, Vegas Properties. That's just name some of the sponsors and some of those people that are involved with this event itself right there.
I've been with you on the day in December when they give the toys away and have the kids and everybody come in. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you in situations where you're running low on coats and you'll call one of these business sponsors and just say, "Hey, could you get us 100 more coats?"
You know,
and they do it.
We have a lot of angels on our side. I do a lot of praying this time of year. Hopefully that we can pull it off. I mean, I never forget that one year we were running out of coats, and I had a friend of mine who owns a business. I called him and said, come on, check and see what we were doing. So he made a donation beforehand.
Yeah.
And then I said, I called him on his phone. He had already left. And I said, "Hey, man, I need a favor." He said, "What do you need?" I said, "Man, I'm about to run out of coats." And he said, "All right, what do you need?" I said, "I need some coats." Well, he said, what do you want me to do?" I said, "Look, man, I need a donation for some coats." I said, "Would you like to donate some coats?" Figuring, he said, "Yeah, I'll give you $200-$300. He said, "I'll give you $1,000. And that was like just a phone call. He said, "I'll give you $1,000 to get some coats." He said, "When do you need it?" I said, "I kind of need it now." He said, "Let me go get it out of the safe, and what do you want me to meet you?" So I had, it was Troy Skibo. He went to Kohl's. I called Kohl's up and was like, "Hey, I need $1,000 worth of coats, and I need them like in 10 minutes. And they're like, "You're lying. This is a practical joke."
Right. It sounded like it.
You know, I said, "Well, let me call Kathy Bender real fast, the manager at the store." And they said, no, we got it. We got it." So somehow, within a matter of minutes, we had a unit at Kohl's. They loaded up the car with coats. My buddy went there and paid for the coats. We're back at the sheriff's office handing them out. So it was amazing. I mean, it's
Sean,
amazing.
One of the things I want to say, because this is an event that's going to raise a lot of money, but there's still more money needed. So I don't want the listeners out there to think, "Oh, well, they've got a lot, you know, they're going to be fine." Mm-hmm. Because the numbers keep growing and Spotsylvania County numbers keep growing, the need will keep growing. So all of that money will be used for children and seniors of Spotsylvania County. So we do need your support, even though this event is going to be an awesome event, a fun event. But we also need to be able to let the people know that we will need more. So don't forget about Sean.
I mean, we'll see you some numbers on some of the expenses that we have with Operation Blue Christmas. Going out and buying coats, we spent almost $3,000 to $5,000 just buying extra coats. We took 85 teenagers shopping with our Shop with a Cop program at $100 a piece. That's $8,500 right there.
Yeah.
We took 25 senior citizens shopping last year. The number's going to grow this year. That's another $100. That's, you put those two together, that's $11,000 right there. One of the things that I just found out is in Spotsylvania County last year, at Social Services, they had over 100 seniors that needed to be adopted for Christmas. There was a company last year that sponsored majority of those seniors. I come to find out last week that the company is not going to be able to sponsor those seniors this year. So not only we have the seniors that we're engaged with, there are going to be more seniors in our community that's going to need help this year, and we're going to try our best to help them as well.
Mm.
I mean, there are over 100 seniors, and so far they only have 20 covered.
Yeah, and that really points out what Roxanne just talked mm-hmm. about. Right. That this is one part of it, but it's going to take a lot of individuals and businesses and events to be able to take care of these things.
The thing I love about Spotsylvania County and our community, if we need something to help one another, we come together and we get it done.
Yeah.
It's not the sheriff's office, it's our businesses, and of course the citizens of Spotsylvania as well.
Well, and all parts of Operation Blue Christmas to me are they each have their own special place. But when you go out shopping with the senior citizen, you told the stories, and I've seen that over and over about how they want it, that, you know, they won't spend it's usually $100, and they won't even come close sometimes, or buy just the regular things. Last year, I remember walking along with you. You were shopping with this elderly woman, and she was just having the greatest time with you.
Oh yeah,
and it's a lot of times just the fact that someone's paying attention to them and talking and carrying on conversations.
Oh yeah,
you took her over. You took her over to into the music section, and we're trying to. She was trying. You were picking out some music for her, and I mean, it was a lot of fun to follow you two around.
Oh, it was a great time. I mean, I have some folks that, I mean, they still remember who you are when they see you out in the public, and then it's such a great need to help our seniors in our community. I never forget one year. This one lady was like, I thought y'all forgot about me. It took me 2 years just to get this, you know, to get on the program. And for 2 years, she wanted a skillet, and she couldn't afford it.
Remember that.
But she came to Blue Christmas, and she got our skillet.
Yeah.
And she waited patiently.
Yeah. I was going to say, I remember that skillet. I remember one year, this older gentleman, all he wanted was chicken.
Yeah.
All he wanted was chicken. He got his chicken, and he was held it in his lap, and you all are saying to him, okay, you've still got $80 to go. I don't need anything else. And you do, it's same as other times, there'll be just socks.
Just socks.
And just, it'll be like, give it to somebody else who needs it. I'm okay.
He had a mother, son, they both were elderly, and it was like, you each have $100 to spend. You each have $100 to spend, and you had to kind of like force them to spend $100.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, how can you say no to a kid in need, or how can you say no to a senior in need? So if I know that they need something, guys ask me all day long, hey, what if we go over $5 or $10? We're not going to spoil somebody's Christmas just because of $5 or $10.
Yeah.
We're going to make it happen.
Well, and the other thing is you break down a lot of barriers. I've seen situations, not so much with the younger kids are just having a good time, but the I've seen you with some teenagers that have been a little bit standoffish, and you just have a way of being able to, you know, hey, come on, let's do this. And you've told me afterwards, you know, that's a family that's, you know, that I think that, you know, that they have some negative feelings about law enforcement.
Sure.
You're able to break that down in a way to where they see, hey, you know, that, you know, they're in some ways they're just doing their job, and they're people too.
Well,
Ted, I have to say something. I've known Sean since he was the DARE officer at Cortland High School, so I've known him for...
Elementary,
sorry. That's right. High school's a little late, isn't it?
Yeah, a little late.
I still have a senior at Cortland High School. That's why I say that, I think. But anyway, so I guess... So probably we've known each other for about 8 or 9 years, I would say.
More than that.
What was it? Fifth grade?
Yeah, that's more than that.
Okay, so
about 12.
About 12 years. So I was teaching at Cortland, and he was the DARE officer, and that's how we met. And Sean's got a big heart. I mean, he's a jokester, but he also, like I said, just has a really big heart and wants to help people. And the sheriff's office is very fortunate to have him, for sure. But the other night he called and said he was speaking about the grandmother that is going to be coming to the event, and he's like, you know, Rox, I'd really like to get her something. I said, hey, pick a day, we'll take her shopping, we'll get her dress, get her some nice shoes, and I had my hairdresser said she would donate to get her, fix her hair and makeup, and then, you know, so it's just the opportunity to make her feel special that day too. So we're going to make that happen for her as well, and that's because Sean, you know, it goes above and beyond.
Now, I've seen Sean, I've seen other members of the sheriff's office, but especially Sean, standing out there on cold, rainy nights in early December collecting in front of Walmart. And, you know, there's a lot goes into Operation Blue Christmas. When you come to the event, it seems to be seamless, and you look afterwards at the numbers and you think, wow. But, you know, you were working on You were working on this beginning of the year. I mean, over, when was it? In July, we set up, I was with you when you set up over at the golf, at Lease Hill Golf Club, set out things. So, I mean, you're always thinking Operation Blue Christmas.
You got to, because a lot of people depend on it. And if we don't get it done, it's not going to happen. So, we just try our best to make it happen and work to help these folks in our community. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's giving back to the community. You know, it's just about giving back to the community. You talk about, you know, bridging the gap with some kids that are standoffish. Well, yeah, I would kind of be standoffish too if the police or law enforcement's coming to my house. They've arrested my mom or my dad.
Or evicted you.
Or evicted you, you know, vice versa. There's a lot of different negative aspects. But what kids don't understand is we have a job that we need to do.
Yep.
But we can turn that around and make a negative situation into a positive situation by going out, interacting with these kids, and showing them that there's another side of law enforcement as well. We're human beings just like everyone else, but we have a job to do. But, I mean, we try to turn – it's not about – you hear me say it all the time. It's not about going out and arresting people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I had a pair of handcuffs. But it's not about arresting people. It's about making a difference. It's about making a change in your community.
First Sergeant Sean Jones here from the Sheriff's Office, Cindy Bowen, and Roxanne Milstead. Roxanne and Cindy, here's just something to keep in mind for future events. When usually once or twice a year, the Sheriff's Office does things where the officers are waiters. You can go and you be a waiter, and you have Sean as your waiter, and then just complain and just they just keep wanting to, you know.
So since you want to mention that, Ted, October the 20th.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
12 noon to 8 p.m., members of the Sheriff's Office will be at Red Robin for our annual Tip a Cop to Benefit Special Olympics. If you want me to be your server, I will put it out there what time I will be out there just to come out and wait on you. Make sure you tip good, though.
You do have to tip good, but it is fun as your waiter to just complain. So.
Absolutely.
So that's another Special Olympics you guys are involved with.
Oh yeah, we're involved with a lot of different things. You know, it's getting to the point now where it seems like every week I get a new phone call. Hey, can you be involved with this committee, or can you do this? Can you do that? Sometimes I just want to go hide and disappear.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's a lot of. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of organizing. It's a lot of people keeping their commitment to what they've said they're going to do. And Cindy is awesome with helping plan events. She's done a lot of wonderful things in our community, and it just is great to work with her, because when you want to get it, make it happen, she's the girl to go to. So.
Well, I have to say I am very proud that we are the title sponsor for this event. I was able to go to Spring Arbor, tell them all about the good things that Sean does in the police department, and they agreed to be the title sponsor. So we are going to be having that grandmother at our table that night, and I am so excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge blessing right there.
Right.
Yeah, that's terrific. It's the Heart of Gold Gala. It's the 19th at Stevenson's Ridge in Spotsylvania. Starts at 6:30. There are only, what you said, 14
tickets.
14 tickets left, and when they're gone,
that's it.
They're gone. Operation Blue Christmas, our focus this morning. We will wrap this up when we come back with Sean Jones, Cindy Bowen, and Roxanne Milstead. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
First Sergeant Sean Jones, Cindy Bowen, and Roxanne Milstead here this morning. Operation Blue Christmas in Spotsylvania. Our focus, the Heart of Gold Gala on the 19th, begins at 6:30 at Stevenson's Ridge, and not many tickets left for that, just a little over a dozen tickets, 14 to be exact. So you need to get onto that if you're going to do that. And you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Sean, there's an event tonight.
That's right, Ted. There's an event tonight. Tish who is the owner of Orleans Bistro and Grill. They love giving back to the community. They love working with the sheriff's office. And this week is their 1-year anniversary. And she wanted to celebrate the partnership she had with the sheriff's office and do a special karaoke night tonight to raise money for Operation Blue Christmas. That's going down tonight at 7 p.m. at Orleans Bistro and Grill at 5442 South Point Plaza Way, right there near the Chipotle down in Massaponics. So that's going on tonight. But we got a lot of different activities coming up within the next several weeks. Trunk and Treat is coming up. We're in need of candy if you would like to donate candy. If so, you can contact me at the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office. My office number is 540-507-7107, 540-507-7107, or sjones@spotsylvania.va.us. And just leave me a message or email. We'll get back to you. The Heart of Gold Gala is coming up. We have a few tickets left with that. We have a 1-carat weight diamond earrings that are up for raffle. One ticket for $20 or $400. You can get in contact with myself, Cindy Bowen, or Roxanne Milstead. Roxanne's at Chancellor Village. Cindy's at Spring Arbor. Or you can stop by Finks Jewelers and see Taylor, Katie, or Kelly, or Bob, and get your tickets there. I know we don't have a lot of time left, so I just want to give a huge shout out to Roxanne and the staff at Chancellor Village for all their continued support of the sheriff's office. A huge shout out to Cindy and her staff at Spring Arbor for all that they do. And also a huge shout out to the ladies at Finks Jewelers, Kelly, Katie, Taylor, and I can't forget Bob as well.
Now, this is what you need. I mean, you continue now to add community partners.
Correct.
And again, if somebody's out there thinking, "Boy, I'd like to be part of that group and be helping along, and I could really offer something," get in touch with First Sergeant Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, and he will get you set up. And like you said just a few minutes ago, Roxanne, this is the kind of thing. The Heart of Gold Gale and some of these other things, they're all great, but it's still going to take a lot more money to be able to pull off Operation Blue Christmas for 2018.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and we're already talking about 2019 as well. So, Now, hey, Ted, thank you for allowing us to come out here today, too. And thank you for your continuous support.
It's great. I'm glad it all worked out, and this worked out that you could come in and do this and get the word out, and we'll continue as the fall rolls along to let people know things are coming up, because there will be dates early part of December where you can stop by and donate toys and donate money and do things like that. But great stuff, Sean. This is you make Christmas for a lot of people. A lot of people that wouldn't have Christmas are getting it because of what you and what Cindy and Roxanne and other partners are doing to make Operation Blue Christmas happen.
I appreciate it. But like I said, we have a team, and the team gets it done. So thank you.
First Sergeant Sean Jones, Cindy Bowen, Roxanne Milstead, thank you all for what you do.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ted.
That's
see
it.
You soon.
We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.